This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but you know, hope you guys had a great weekend. Lots happening. Kimberly Marin will not be joining us tonight. She's got some family things that she needs to tend to, but she will be back with us next week. So don't, you know, don't email me and say, where is she at? Oh, my God, what happened? Nothing happened. She's fine. Tom Del Beccaro, though, is going to be joining us, and I always appreciate what Tom gives us his time. A lot to talk about here, too. Is a Biden-Harris ticket, it's not only a joke, but a nightmare for the American people. We'll see what Tom has to say about it. But, you know, seriously, when you really, what's really funny is that people, there are some people on the left that hate Trump so much, hate Republicans so much, that they're not willing to do any homework, none whatsoever, to see what she's all about. Harris has absolutely no moral compass. She sees politics as simply a game. Right? I mean, come on. Look at what she's done. Giggled and laughed about putting people in jail who smoked dope after admitting that she smoked dope. So apparently, she is above the law. That should scare you. I tell you, it's a double and quadruple standards these people have. It's just hilarious. Right? Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All kinds of stories in the news tonight. Chicago, you know, they spent $66 million on a coronavirus hospital. Were you aware of that? And just 38 patients were seen at the hospital. I wonder why that is. So instead of spending money on police and spending money on ways to protect the people in the streets, because we don't want to do that, right? She'd rather spend the taxpayer money on funding a coronavirus response that didn't happen. She neglected neighborhoods in areas that needed the most amount of help. And finally, you know, I always told you guys, eventually, people would start to crack. Eventually, people would start to say, hey, they're not doing anything for us. They don't care about us. They're not willing to help us. The pastor says spending $66 million or $1.7 million for a patient, per patient, is an unfortunate thing, especially when we have areas in the south side and the west side of Chicago that are impoverished. They're dealing with their own health issues, and they need resources. They need help. This is the CEO of Project Hood. Brooks said that though Chicago's impoverishment areas are being neglected, they face a health crisis every single day. Right? And that taxpayer money spent was just not used properly. It was wasted money. And you guys should be. You should be all over the Chicago mayor. And you know something? If you vote her in again, you deserve what you get. And some of you right now say, well, I didn't vote for her. Oh, no, I didn't vote for her. I don't know how she went. Well, what did you do? What did you do to get involved, engaged? What did you do to make sure she didn't get elected? Did you cast your vote and then say, okay, did my job? Did you make calls? Did you send out mailers, emails, text mail, whatever it is. Did you do something to change the outcome? According to Chicago Sun-Times, the federal government covered 75% of the cost while the city denied that the money was spent in vain. Now, let's check that again. You know that one they hate? President Trump, that's right. They covered 75% of the cost of a hospital that saw 32 people. A $66 million hospital. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker imposed new restrictions Sunday for southwestern Illinois after a spike in COVID-19 cases. Let's not look at what's causing them. Let's just throw the masks on again because that'll fix it like it didn't do the first time. It's just amazing. The rules effective Tuesday include limiting meetings and social events to a lesser of 25 people, or 25% of the overall room capacity, and closing bars and casinos. Oh. They're closing them at 11, because apparently the coronavirus doesn't become active until 11 o'clock, 11:05 maybe. At least in Illinois. 1,500 new confirmed cases, 18 deaths Sunday overall. There's been 206,000 confirmed cases and 7,000 deaths in Chicago. You know, kind of getting a little tired of the numbers being adjusted, readjusted. We're told they're not true by some people. CDC pops up and says they're readjusting their numbers. Right? So what's it? What is it? How do you expect us to believe the CDC, who is supposed to be protecting us when they can't even get simple numbers right? How do we know who really dies? And I'm asking, because I'm hearing the stuff that you are. How many of these COVID deaths are really COVID deaths? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, Tom DelBacaro is going to join me after the break. And Tom is well-versed on Kamala Harris. He actually ran against her for Senate in California. Talk about slamming your head against the wall. Now, not that Tom couldn't have beat her. If some of us would have got off our butts and not only helped out, but actually voted. But for a Republican to take a seat like that, you've got to have the guts of a lion. I mean that sincerely. Tom DelBacaro for the break. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. One of my favorite guests to have on with me. I always have a good time with him, and he's full of information for real. I'm not just saying that. Tom Del Picaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. His latest book is The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's seriously? You actually put that in there? Reconciliation? Can we reconcile?
Of course.
We can?
Yeah, you're never more than a few great leaders away. And Joe Biden's not him. Let me just say that.
I would have never known. Thanks for telling me. I would have never really understood that. Oh, God. So, I love the all-star lineup at the... at the Dem convention, huh? I mean,
yeah, it starts off day one with what the New York Times says is Bernie Sanders giving a victory speech, which is a remarkable statement. And, of course, what they mean by that is he's lost a couple of times, but they have now adopted his agenda. This is the first presidential candidate to lock up the nomination, if you will, and then move decidedly to one side, to more left or more right, in this case, more left. This is the first in modern history where they've gone farther to the edges, and they went dramatically so in picking Kamala Harris and the platform and the promises that they have made. It's really remarkable. And if it ever gets out, of course, you know, CNN and the rest, although if people are, Democrats are watching, they'll see that it comes out. But by and large, they've been hiding it along with Joe Biden in the basement.
Yeah, Tom, I'm just seeing, you know, I track the stuff, people send me a lot of things. I am seeing people leave the Democrat Party in droves. And I'm not talking about, you know, the average white guy, the average black guy. I'm seeing people from all walks of life, gay couples, lesbian couples, transgenders, black, Hispanics, just leaving and saying, you know, now that they see what's going on, they see what's happening in the economy and what have you, they're not them. I mean, does this make you? I mean, does this give you hope?
Well,
come on.
Sorry, I just want to understand the dynamics. But look, it's true. This is why Trump has approval ratings in the 30s among Hispanics and African Americans. You had an incredible poll this week or last week from Rasmussen saying that 33% of blacks are less likely to vote for Biden because he chose Kamala Harris. I mean, that's
wow.
A remarkable statement. And in June, Rasmussen reported that his support was among blacks was above 40%. Right. Now, remember, he only got 8% of the vote in 16. If he doubled that alone, let alone got anywhere near the 30-something, then the Democrats can't win except for the biggest voter fraud in the history of mankind.
Well, you know, people don't realize that, and I'm not going to waste your time with it. I'm going to deal with it later on. But people don't realize the difference between mail-in votes, right, and absentee ballots. And I'm saying, come on.
It's a huge difference. Look at what they're doing in California. They have, most registrars have mailed a document to people saying, update your signature. Well, so that means anybody living at that address can now update the signature and vote fraudulently.
Yeah.
Fraudulently.
Isn't that
great? And they're going to claim, oh, no, it's their signature.
Yeah, right. We want to know if you're still living there. We want to know if you still want to vote and sign this to make sure your vote gets counted. Right. Okay, yes.
Total validation of fraud. It's unbelievable.
And sign everyone you get, too. We don't want you to miss any. So, anyhow, it's just amazing to me. And people are seeing this. I really, seriously. Now, the other thing I think is really funny is how quickly this Middle East, peace agreement went by without fanfare, except on one major station, obviously, Fox. But the other ones kind of blew past it, except to call out that the Palestinians were really upset about it. But no big time. Why would that be?
Yes, they're now they're the party of the Palestinians. Incredible. So this is actually a very rare thing that happened last week. It's only 80 days from an election, and rarely does a foreign country make a deal with an incumbent running for office so as they don't appear to be injecting into politics. But in this case, they did. Out of the need for protecting themselves. What the UAE did was make a deal with Israel because they don't want a Biden administration. And I talked about this at Fox today. Why wouldn't they want a Biden administration? This deal was, there's relative peace in the Middle East. It's breaking out because Iran has become defunded. Iran without money can't pay for troops on the ground in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, and the rest.
Right.
And Joe Biden's policies would reverse all of that by opening the world back up to Iran and giving them money. And so Oman recognizes UAE, Bahrain, all recognize that if Joe Biden becomes president, Iran's back in business. And so I think they openly are helping President Trump get reelected.
That's I just find this amazing. Remember, we were told that under Obama, we hadn't seen peace in the Middle East like that since under Obama. And now you're talking about how much more peace there is there and how stable it is. And I thought they hated Trump.
Yeah, good point. Complete lies. No, the Middle East has broken down into Iran and its surrogates and the American allies, which are all the other major states, whether it's Jordan, whether it's Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the Emirates and others, who want a stable world. But Iran doesn't, and Iran foments terror throughout the Middle East and wants to do it beyond. And the problem with the Obama deal was it gave them money to pay for troops on the ground, and they ramped up.
Yep.
Trump deprived them of the money, killed their brainchild, Soleimani, and as a result, Iran is weak, peace has broken out, real peace, because Iran doesn't have money, and therefore things are better, and the UAE doesn't want Joe Biden to win. Neither does Bahrain or Oman, or certainly not Saudi Arabia. And so it's not, folks, that we should be loving Saudi Arabia. It is that we should not allow Iran to be the world's biggest terror state.
Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk about an old friend of yours. I think Joe Mancini, host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You don't want to miss this one. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is advocating for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a preview of her speech Monday at the opening of the virtual Democratic National Convention.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Regarding the Republican convention, President Trump, speaking in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, confirms he will give his speech at the White House next week.
But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday, so you'll be listening. Doing it live from the White House. Live from the White House. And we have plenty to say.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
That ain't just the Chicago way. That is the way to do it. I'm not suggesting that we hurt anybody, so don't take this the wrong way, but the bottom line with it is, the Republican Party has been playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules when it comes to fighting forever, all right? We get pummeled, we get stomped on, because they play by guerrilla warfare. They're willing to lie and cheat and do whatever they need to do to win, because it's all about power for them. It's not about this country. Now, we have ours, too, in our party that aren't about the country. I get that. But until we stop playing nice, okay, and we start playing by the guerrilla warfare rules too, we are going to keep getting kicked. We're going to keep, you know those people you see in the videos where they get sideswiped in the head, they get smacked, they get knocked out of the street? That's us on a regular basis, because we won't play like they do. And don't tell me that we can't go that low. No, you don't have to go that low, but you can be that tough, you can be that righteous, and you can be on these people. There's no reason why you shouldn't be. And here's a guy I wouldn't mind fighting side by side with, because I know he'll take up the shield. I know he'd fight right along with us. Tom DelBacaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party that I don't believe exists anymore, but that's my point of view. His latest book is The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me on. You made it. You made people laugh before, but I have no relationship with Kamala Harris other than meeting her twice on a stage, debating her, and learning a few things in the process.
I don't, Tom, all I suggested was that you've been around with her, okay? Obviously, maybe it was just on a stage, but, you know, whatever.
And there were cameras.
Really? You were cameras, you were on a stage, you're painting a picture here, buddy. I don't know if you're going to be able to wiggle out of this one. But
And what I can tell you is, look, what I've been saying is she's about vanity, not policy. She doesn't even stick around long enough in any one job or to make a difference or to really learn or absorb. And so she's light on policy. And so if she's in this Democrat debate, you'll see her coming out fire and brimstone, but when they talk about actual policy, she can't handle it, and she can't think well on the spot. She's the kind of person you can give her the opening line, but she has no second line.
Well, look at when Tulsi Gabbard attacked her, righteously attacked her, which is what we need to start doing, okay? Did you see the look on her face? She couldn't find a rock to get under, could she?
No, and she just got indignant. And then she just said, I was important in actually doing something, not just voting. She had no reply to these things. She does not think well on her feet. She's you know, she's intelligent, but not that intelligent. And she's going to go up against Mike Pence, who is a deep thinker, who understands policy, who's been in politics because he actually believes something. And people don't remember how well Mike Pence did against Tim Kaine. But I can tell you this, I had Democrats telling me, I like that guy Pence. They subsequently learned that he was an actual conservative, and so then they ran away. But I expect him to do exceptionally well against Kamala Harris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I could do well against Kamala Harris. And by the way, just stop mispronouncing her name because they're going to start calling you a racist. Not that they don't already do.
No, it's Kamala.
Is it Kamala? I thought it was Carmela. You know, the stage name?
Nice.
Like Candy, Carmel, and never mind.
Kamala Harris. So, and look, she's an extraordinary pick because I don't recall an election where a VP choice was made, and at the time it was made, the person had more unfavorables than favorables.
Yep.
Generally, you pick a VP who's going to be a plus. I get that, well, David Axelrod wrote, well, the first thing you should do is do no harm in picking a VP. That is quite the surrender. That's not what you do. You pick someone who's going to be a plus, and she's not a plus. She is so far left on crime and energy that she is going to hurt the Democrats in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan, and the Democrats need those states.
How long before Joe forgets who he's running with? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know, but
I can tell you that if Joe Biden won the presidency, Kamala Harris would be president within 2.5 years.
I agree. No question in my mind. I actually think it'd be less than that. I think that Joe is somebody that they thought/think can pull people over to vote for him as opposed for Trump. I think about 8 months, 9 months down the road, he's going to turn around and say his health has just taken over him and it's not fair for him to be president and walk away from it. That's what I believe. But
I wouldn't doubt it.
So
we can argue 8 months or 30, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, no. I agree with you. I think we both agree. She has no moral compass, and she sees politics simply as a game. Biden could barely, he doesn't even know where he is half the time. So she's the one that's going to be out in front, to your point. But we don't really, I mean, the general populace in this country doesn't really even care about these moral values anymore. It doesn't seem to bother them that Biden, sexually assaulted somebody. And Harris, how is she going to get past everything that she said to him during the primaries?
By hiding. And they're not talking to the press. It's really remarkable. Even Chris Wallace said that it's the damnedest thing. They're going to try and hide all the way to the election. And I don't think ultimately if they keep on this path that Americans will say, okay, he's afraid to talk to us. He's afraid to talk to Trump. Therefore, we should put him in charge of the U.S. government. And also, look, we need to remember that the debates will be seminal. Joe Biden hasn't debated in 6 months. He has gotten much worse in 6 months.
Yep.
And that's going to be apparent. And the thing about it is, something like 60%, 59% of Americans think he has some form of cognitive decline.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he makes these gaffes, people are going to go, that's like confirmation. Once these two things, they come out, the three debates, I just can't see how it is that the Democrats can win this election. It doesn't mean it won't be close, because that's how divided we are. I just don't see how that independents will go, oh, okay, Joe Biden's not all there. Kamala Harris is to the left of Bernie Sanders. Therefore, we'll vote for them.
Yeah, when you start putting, I would start putting advertisements together, putting their quote-unquote potential team together, and I would have people up there like, AOC, Michelle Obama, and some of the people from New York, some of the WACs, from New York on here saying, look, this would be your team running this country. They can't even run their own states and or cities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, well, they can't. right? And look, people see this. They see the violence, what happened in Portland and beating of that man, and there's no response from the Democrats. In fact, 50% plus of Democrats think the protesting should be allowed to continue until the protesters have had enough. But they see these things. And I'm not, look, I'm not saying that Trump's going to win in a landslide. No president has gotten 53% of the vote since 1988. So that's how divided we are. So I'm just not seeing that this election will wind up a runaway. But nevertheless, I do think Trump will win.
Well, I hate to admit this, but when everybody was screaming that Obama wasn't going to win his second election, I don't know where you were on this, but I went a lot of bets on this one, and I kept saying, people aren't paying attention. Obama will win the second election. And Romney and Ryan were not the people for the job. None of those people were the people for the job. I have a different feeling on this one. I do think Trump will win. I think Trump will win big because I think a lot of people aren't telling you who they're going to vote for. That recent Rasmussen poll showed, 72% of Democrats, of liberals, were afraid to tell anybody who they were going to vote for or how they were voting. So I really believe that even if it's the lesser of the two evils, at this point I'll take it. But I don't see or believe that they're going to vote for him.
It's very dangerous. What Joe Biden's policies internationally would be extremely dangerous. And so we cannot, he would be the weakest president ever elected. Mm-hmm. And in the nuclear age, that's too dangerous.
Tom DelVaccaro, I always love having you on the show, man. I really do appreciate it. I mean that sincerely. And push your book. I'll put it out there. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Let's talk soon. Let's do Skype next time, all right?
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to see your pretty face and mine, too. I'll have you back on Friday. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Talk.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Back. Yeah, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you do want to be part of the solution. I mean, it's really that simple for me anyway. Right? So, if you're part of the solution, I should not be, I should not really, truly be the only person that you're listening to. There's a bunch of us out there. Really, it's that simple. There is a bunch of us out there. And a lot of us have good, you see, you know, it sounds like I'm, you know, giving somebody else credit, but a lot of us are working hard to bring you real information. And that's what you want. You want people that are going to tell you the truth. I don't care whether you like me or don't like what I have to say. That sometimes when I'm on a different side of the issue as you guys are. You know what I mean? So really, just take your time. Get your information. Digest it for a couple of seconds. Don't just start pounding stuff out all over the place. Because frankly, that's how we all get in trouble. We all get hung over the fact that, you know, I'm trying to defend you, you're trying to defend me. We don't know quickly when you do a knee jerk what's true and what isn't true. I've been caught a couple times. You guys will send me something during the break. I don't check it out. Most of the time I don't. So don't take it the wrong way. Most of the time you guys send me good information. But there has been a couple times I've gotten nailed. Anyway, it seems like this, I don't know, this assaulting stuff, whether it's sexual assault, physical assault, verbal assault, they seem to run rampant in the Democrat Party. What is that all about? You know, Wasserman Schultz, one of my favorites. Love her. Right? I mean, between her and Sheila Jackson Lee and Nancy Pelosi and AOC, Omar, I mean, we can go on with it. I mean, they got a great first-line team, don't they? Former DNC chairwoman Wasserman Schultz has been accused of assaulting a minor during early voting. Now, somebody said she's very prominent. She's not just prominent, but she's very influential. Anybody think she's still influential after all this time? I don't hear anything from her and or about her. Now, the Floridian Press is reporting that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Democrat, she's been accused of physically assaulting a teenage girl for allegedly simply asking a question about her record on the environment. They were passing out campaign literature, and she decided to ask the question. You would think Schultz would have been happy to answer the question, right? Other people watching and listening and what have you. Now, Schultz previously served as the chairwoman of the DNC until she got caught playing games. She was accused of colluding with Hillary Clinton to make her a nominee of the party. Not accused of. There was all kinds of proof. Jen Perlman, who's challenging Wasserman Schultz, claims that one of her volunteers, Martina Velasquez, age 16, was allegedly physically shoved and verbally accosted by Wasserman Schultz. But they're so loving and understanding, aren't they? Remember that whole love Trump's hate thing? She was upset that she asked her a question about her environmental voting record. Perlman's claims come just as primaries are scheduled to happen between Perlman and Schultz. Perlman took to the Twitter to make sure that people knew about the allegations. I'm only going to say this once. If you want to put your hands on anyone, try it with me. Don't ever touch my volunteers. I'm telling you, they're cowards. Look, Wasserman Schultz goes after a 16-year-old girl. She's a coward. I mean, I'd like to see her go after Kimberly Moran. Kimberly Moran would have her for dessert, for God's sakes. The young girl has since given her own statement following the alleged assault, saying that Schultz ended up shoving me more than once and calling me a liar to my face. I mean, let's not ask a question. They don't even want to be asked a question. Right? Part of that proof is, look at, where's Joey B? How come we can't find Joey B anywhere? You know who I'm talking about. Right, Kamala Harris, where's she going to be? For those who want context, Debbie physically shoved one of my volunteers handing out palm cards, and they were verbally accosted her for calling out a record on the environment. We shouldn't tolerate this no matter what. Schultz, she's got many problems. Very low likability. But she's, you know, again, poised to win her primary. Which, you know what, she has a big online following. She has little cash to wage when it comes to a fight against Wasserman. Perlman does. You know, this is why money is a big deal in these races. You guys, some of you guys go, no, I don't understand why you need so. Well, this is why you need so much money. You got to get your message out. Now, Perlman says there's two reasons that she's running against her. One is she takes way too much corporate money to actively serve her constituents. And two, she's a careerist. She can't do anything else. This is the only place she can be. So anyway, you know, I mean, this is not a surprise. I don't know about you guys. This is not a surprise to me or anybody else. She is mean-spirited. She has been mean-spirited. We know what they're really like. We know what she's like. And it's a lot of fun to see, you know, it's a lot of fun to see them squirm when they're called up because they don't know what to do. They're not used to being called out like this. They're not used to being called on the carpet for their actions. God forbid, right? Again, I will say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know what you have to say about some of this. I mean, some of this stuff is just so out of control, I can't even imagine. Right? New York. I don't even, forget it. I'm tired of doing stories about New York. You know why? Because it doesn't change anything. Nothing changes. You guys will, I hope to God you guys don't vote him back in. I hope to God you guys don't keep voting for people that keep you down. Voting for people that'll, you know, New York is starting to look like a, you know, something out of a bad 80s movie. Like a bomb went off, a major bomb went off in the place, and you got empty stores, people roaming the streets, very few, but people nonetheless. Apparently there's a few food shortage in North Korea. Kim Jong-un orders that pet dogs to be confiscated in North Korea capital right away, if not sooner. He gave a directive to round up all the dogs in July. He claimed that all the dogs were part of a tainted trend to a substandard ideology. God bless. That's not what it was for. We know what it was for. Right? But their owners fear that Fido's really headed for someone's dinner table. He says the pooches represents Western decadence. Look, he's in trouble. China's in trouble. They don't have the money they used to have. Their economy's in trouble. If their economy's in trouble, then North Korea's got some issues and problems. Right? Ordinarily, people raise pigs and livestock on their porches, but high-ranking officials and the wealthy own pet dogs, which stoked some resentment among the lower classes. Give them for food. Look, some of you just went, oh, God, look, we Americans are the ones that have domesticated dogs and cats and other animals that we bring into the house. Other countries don't do that. Right? Well, I don't want to get anybody sick. Anyway. We're the ones that do certain things like this. You can't put another country down for... Now, I know how China treats their animals. Not cool. I get it. But again, eating certain meats, certain types of animals, I don't care. That's up to them. You trying to feed your family? Are you telling me, some of you out there, if things got that bad, I'm not going to try to say this the nice way. If things got that bad... Are you telling me Fido would end up on the, put another one on a Bobby kind of thing? You know what I'm saying? Anyway. But while the oppressive regime says that the move to clamp down a capitalist extravagance in Pyongyang, the dog owners are fearful that the North Koreans' food shortage and prosperity for eating dog meat, the directive has only come to feed the masses. The dog owners are cursing Kim Jong-un behind his back. Because, you know, I mean, seriously, this is the guy, if you didn't cry enough for his dad's death, you went to jail. And, you know, you socialist young guys, you know, the ones that you think this is all good? Yeah, why don't you go live there and see how that works out for you? What do you think? Trouble Senior Host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, Dr. B joins us. And we're really going to talk about a lot of things, including, you know, frankly, what is going on with our teenagers. So tune in, get involved, get engaged. I mean, there's a lot going on with these kids. They need a lot of help. Be back in a minute, Joe Messina, your host.